Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to what will likely be the, well, won't be the final thing you hear from us, but it's the final live commentary edition of one of the conferences at E3 2019 with Patrick Beja. Hello.
Yes, that is me. Hello and welcome. He is Scott Johnson. We love him because he's Scott Johnson.
Do we?
I don't know. I mean, we includes me and at least one other person. I feel like I love you, and I feel like there's at least one other person I could be talking for also loves you. So, yes.
Oh, that's very nice. So, Nintendo, that's our final thing before we come together again and do a complete recap of the entire events of E3, or at least the announcements of E3. Nintendo has, I think, the potential of being one of the more memorable conferences, since most of them kind of weren't so much. I mean, I've had fun doing them, obviously, but none of them have jumped out at me. Maybe Ubisoft comes close. I think they're always a good positive show, but
do you think
Nintendo is going to be the big one everyone remembers, even though it's not even a stage thing?
No. What? No. Nintendo is definitely not going to be a big one. Going to be a cool one. It always is. But I don't think they have any huge games to announce, and that's what makes, I think, a direct or, you know, any E3 thing, a big thing. Unless they could surprise us, but it seems unlikely. They're going to be talking about Pokemon Sword and Shield and Animal Crossing, and that's going to be the two main things. There could be others, but what I'm looking forward to in this is the wholesomeness of Nintendo. I was just tweeting about this and Instagram storying about this, actually. Mm. I don't know if it's because I have a kid now or for some other reason, but Nintendo always feels so wholesome and nice, and it is actually becoming precious to me. You know, I'm really looking forward to this relaxing time with the silly, nice little chimes and music, and the please enjoy that are warm and inviting and I'm actually looking forward to closing off the E3 presentations with this one.
Yeah, this won't be nonstop shooters and explosions and, you know, tanks and the stuff you get from every other conference. This is going to be a Nintendo, and which means it'll be a little weird, maybe a little quirky. They'll have some comfort food type stuff to show us, games that we love, characters we already love. And you're right, there is a... it's not just nostalgia. There's something about the Nintendo brand that lends itself well to being the thing we close out on. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's super safe. It's super nice. And of course, if it was the only thing that existed in the world of video games, I wouldn't be as happy. But having this as an alternative, as one of the options we get, is, I think, really important and precious because it doesn't exist anywhere else.
Right. I totally agree. No one else is doing it, at least not to the level they're doing it.
All right, let's get the sound going.
Oh, they got a beep. Okay, that's annoying. I'm going to turn that down.
Oh, they do have a beep. Let's turn it down.
Yeah, you hear that? That's that's obnoxious.
No more sound then. I guess they are not off to a great start. Well, the Switch LA31, is it a code? Oh, there we go. 3, 2, 1. All right.
Wait, are these guys still going to be talking?
No, go away, people. I think they brought them back because...
well, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, there. All right.
Ooh, Bayonetta 3?
Bayonetta 3, maybe. The Metroid?
No, Metroid, don't... oh, it's Link. What? Oh, it's Brawl people.
It's Smoosh Brothers. Yeah.
Yes, it's Smoosh Brothers.
More the Smoosh Brothers.
Brawl people. And
all the brothers brawl with each other.
Yeah.
Get ready for the brawl, everybody.
So, to be completely uncontroversial, more power to you if you like Super Smash Bros. I'm very happy that you do, but personally, I tend to enjoy actual fighting games with actual mastery. So that's why I'm not personally a fan. But, you know, I'm trying to not throw any shit.
That is insane.
Oh, that's Dragon Quest.
Is it?
Well... The hero. It's Dragon Quest, yes. The music. Don't you know the music of Dragon Quest? You said you loved it yesterday.
I do like Dragon Quest, but it's Super Smash Brothers Dragon Quest.
Yes, yes. And, you know, Dragon Quest 11S is coming, so...
There are people who play tournament-level Smash who are going to disagree with you on everything you said earlier, by the way.
No, you don't say. It's almost as if I was being an ass on purpose.
Oh, you made me choke on a carrot. Uh-oh. Oh, wait, this the dragon, what's it called?
What? What's your question?
Oh, never mind. I'm losing my mind.
Oh, there's heroes from all of Dragon Quest games.
Okay. They're joining the roster here at Nintendo's Superest of the Smash Brothers. Smashing the brothers left and right.
Four characters.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people suspected with Dragon Quest XI. I wonder if they're going to be Echo Fighters or if they're all going to be individual characters.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Oh, you can select abilities like in a turn-based RPG. That's kind of funny.
I don't know how I feel about that. Whoa, Link. Oh, no, that wasn't Link. Somebody else. Boy, you thought you were done with Square Enix. I got news for you. We're not done with them yet.
Looks like it's four characters and additional heroes as Echo Fighters.
Right. But, plus, it releases nicely with a... Oh.
Summer 2019. Makes sense.
Okay, that's coming.
Okay. That's... You know, when I, and there you go. Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age, Ultimate Edition, yep. S. That
which is,
was coming. But...
Which is cool. That game's great. I really like it. I need to get back to it, though. I haven't beat it.
It's also incredibly wholesome and nice. You know, Nintendo, as I was saying before the stream started, Nintendo provides the wholesome and the nice. And we provide the snarky and the jaded. So, we, you know, it balances out.
I do like that because I think there should always be room in gaming for whimsical and... you know, sweet and all that stuff needs to stay in gaming. I don't want it all to be gritty and bloody and dark brown and...
Hello, everyone. Oh. I'm Yoshiaki Koizumi from Nintendo. In this Nintendo Direct for E3 2019...
Here's where these things get weird.
Games, many of them coming soon. But before we dig into the next game, there is someone I'd like to introduce first.
It's Bowser.
What?
Get it?
What are you doing?
Oh, Doug.
Get it? It's Doug Bowser. Hey, they're not translating for Bowser. Why?
Wait a minute. There's been a bit of a mix-up.
Oh, there he is.
You're not the right Bowser. Sorry, but I'm the right Bowser for this presentation.
For those who don't know, Doug Bowser is the new president of Nintendo of America. He used to be the marketing guy, and obviously it is kind of... unbelievable that a guy whose name actually is Bowser is getting to these positions at Nintendo.
Yep.
Maybe next time.
He's a very nice guy. He's got some Utah connection. Went to the University of Utah or something.
No,
but we connection.
Cool guy.
Well, let's get back to it. Please take it away.
No more Reggie Fils-Aimé, though. That's it.
Hi, yeah, that's a bummer.
From Nintendo of America, and I'm thrilled to join you for today's Nintendo Direct. This is our chance to show the world.
By all accounts, he's the nicest dude in the world. Type of player
on Nintendo Bowser? Switch.
Whether you love action, yeah, he's supposed to be just a super nice guy.
Looking for something new? We've got you covered.
Okay, so let's get a look at one of those games by taking a tour of Luigi's Mansion 3.
Luigi's Mansion 3. Aw, it's so nice that they introduced Bowser with Bowser.
I agree.
I never played a Luigi's Mansion.
Really?
Yeah, I was part of the
first one, I guess, enough to recommend it.
So I was, when the GameCube came out, I was all in PlayStation, and I think, you know, Nintendo enthusiasts will never accept this, but the GameCube was not the best put together console. And
it
so,
had its moments, yeah, but you're not. It kind of had problems.
Yeah, it was worse than the Nintendo 64, which says something.
Yeah, but the N64 was the home of Mario 64 and Zelda, yes. Ocarina of Time. Like, it's impossible to not give that thing the props it deserves without also saying it's a goofy console.
There were issues. It was at a time when gaming was changing a lot, and Nintendo took, you know, a little bit. The N64, its biggest issue was that it was cartridge-based when CDs were becoming a thing, and CDs had some disadvantages, but so many advantages, and that was a problem. But, I mean, obviously, you know, Mario 64 and Zelda, Ocarina of Time, and all of that is, and you know, James Bond, what's its face? But anyway, yeah, we're not here to
James Bond. Right. Which what was that one called? Oh my gosh!
Brain fart. Yes, that one. Chat room. Goldeneye. There you go.
Holy crap! My brain went dead for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, Gooigi. So Luigi can poop out a gooey version of himself. So what's the mechanic in Luigi's Mansion? I don't even know what you're supposed to do.
It's his vacuum. You use it to capture ghosts, but also to do what you're seeing here, a lot of environment manipulation. Gooigi apparently is your co-op partner. That's new.
But so it's puzzly? It's a puzzle game?
A little bit. There's a lot of things in rooms where you can't get out unless you figure out the puzzle. So there's a lot of action like you're seeing here, but then there's moments of like, to get out of here, I need to do this thing and solve this room puzzle. And
there's four-player co-op.
That looked like some minigame business. Oh, there's Mario.
Mario!
Wait, where?
Did you miss
I think
him?
It was all Luigi's.
Well, no, and they unveiled him against a wall.
I think that was another Luigi. Maybe it wasn't, but... Okay, I don't know. I don't think that's my thing.
It may not be your jam, but it absolutely has its fans.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play 2. 2 was a Switch game? Or, I'm sorry, a Wii U game?
No, it was a portable, wasn't it? 3DS?
Was it?
I think
you might be right.
So that was Luigi's Mansion 3, the latest game in a series that I personally love.
Hi, I'm Bowser. You have to hit me on the head 3 times for me to go away.
Wait in the strange hotel as we dive deeper into this title on Nintendo Treehouse live at E3 2019. We'll be streaming content, some you've never seen before, right from the show floor, including live gameplay of Super Mario Maker 2. And on day 3, our Treehouse staff will get their hands on some promising indie games that are new to Nintendo Switch. While you watch today's Nintendo Direct, keep an eye out for this icon to learn what other games will appear on Nintendo Treehouse live at E3 2019.
Do you ever watch the Treehouse thing, or do you never get to that?
Have a look. Not really.
Hmm.
I count on the good work of the journalists of the world to let us know. Netflix?
Hey, this is this is that new Dark Crystal show.
Mm-hmm.
But why is this being talked about?
I don't know.
They have a tie-in game? Weird. Oh, it's a tactics game. Really? A Dark Crystal tactics game? Her name is Agra, by the way.
Oh, like...
I'm a Thrall's, huge Dark Crystal fan. I love that stuff.
Like Thrall's lady friend?
A little bit, yeah. I guess so.
Age of Resistance.
Tactics.
When is it coming out?
I missed that part. Crap. Oh, here's Boy by the Seashore.
Isn't it... Oh. Isn't it... Zelda?
Their presentation features screen tearing. They need VSync on their output. Very odd.
Yeah, that's Zelda.
Oh, this is the Link to the Past thing or whatever.
Yeah, the Link's Awakening.
Or Link's Awakening. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I can barely stand it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I love the look of it.
It is a very weird look with the tilt shifting and...
Yeah. But all these remakes, everyone's doing remakes. This is the one I'm most excited about.
Mm. It's probably the closest to the original Zelda.
It's also one of the best Zeldas ever made.
I don't remember it. It was like 30 years ago. Have they ever remade the original one? Like a remaster?
I don't think so. Well, we're going to get a date. Please give us a date.
Oh.
Oh, there's gameplay. What is this?
Oh, you can create a dungeon?
Cool.
There's a dungeon creator. I hope you can share them, because if it's just for yourself, it's kind of boring, but...
You gotta be able to, right?
Yeah, I would guess.
I was already in, but I'm super in. Oh, hurry up and come out. Give us a date, please. Go to the top of this
mountain. It would be an awesome summer game. Oh, well.
So September, damn it. All right, that's okay.
Oh, that's still good. By the way, my birthday is September 21st, so...
Oh, well, I know what you're
so
getting.
You know. Well, I'll already have it, because it's, oh. It's the next day, but...
That's how we work now. We don't wait around for gifts. We just get what we want
mm-hmm.
and ask for forgiveness.
Maybe you can give me the money that
right.
would have been...
There you go.
Reimburse so me for my purchase as my birthday present.
No. Haven't heard of this one. What's this?
Wait, is it a Mana series? Oh, actually, it kind of looks like the... It's Secret of Mana. Oh, this is awesome. Is it? Trials of Mana, yeah.
Is that a good one?
Well, it's the Mana series. Oh, early 2020. Secret of Mana. You've never heard of Secret of Mana?
I've heard of it. I've heard
Mana
of it.
Mana
Densetsu? Played it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd heard of it.
All three games. Wait, are we still on Mana?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a remake. Okay, I didn't realize.
Collection of Mana. That's stupid sounding.
Everything's going so fast. Oh, wait. What? Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Oh, Witcher 3. That's right.
This is crazy. Yeah, I heard the rumors as well. Well, obviously, it doesn't look as good as it did on the other generations. But
all right, though.
Yeah, it's a little bit ugly. But it's fine. It's on the Switch.
Oh, my gosh. I'd never get out of bed.
This is going so fast, though. It's a ton of games.
Yes, Free Rangers, Switcher 3.
Oh.
I'm coming now.
Oh, that's Fire Emblem, isn't it? This one's got to be the worst in history. What should we do, teach?
Kill every last one of them. Whoa. That guy's pissed. Three houses.
I wonder if they're going to have a Terminator tie-in.
At the end, they'll have a little teaser. Ba-bum-bum-ba-bum-bum. Must put a stop to the cycle of the strong trapping the weak. The soul of Hellstar consumes even the darkness itself. Yet we have this. I like these games okay. They're kind of hard.
Did you play them with permadeath and everything?
I've tried, and then I was so bad that I went back to not permadeath.
Yeah.
There's kind of a middle range one where your dudes are gone for a little while, and then they come back or something. I forget how I played it. It's a 3DS game that I last did. It would be for this moment to last forever. Oh,
July 26th. Hey,
I wish that was the Zelda date.
Yeah, me too.
Nintendo Switch is the only gaming console you can play not only on your TV at home, but anywhere you go.
In fact, I think those VR people tried to be this and they didn't quite do it.
To play Resident Evil at a location like this.
The VR people?
Yeah, the VR show we saw the other day. They were trying to do this
cadence. Yes, right, yeah.
President Evil.
Play Resident Evil at the White House.
Let's go. The president is a zombie. Which Resident Evil is this? No lights. Hey. I guess this is video. Just the original? Is this Zero? Resident Evil Zero? Can you open them? Yeah, it's Zero or whatever it is.
Ah! The dogs!
Did it just eat him? Oh, I don't want to do tank controls. Okay. Yeah, it's RE1.
It's kind of... I get the, let's show we can play the Switch anywhere, but it kind of feels a bit weird.
Let's sneak into this abandoned mansion and play our Nintendo Switch. You could have played that at home, you idiots.
Yeah, but it's not as fun. Oh, four.
Five.
Wait. Was five, it five? Six. Oh, yeah, it was. Six, wait.
Six is shit, though.
Zero, four. Okay, there are many.
They cut it too fast.
All the evils. That's what I'm putting in my notes. Might not be my way to play, but
I bet you could find your way to play. I love these weird things. For now,
please take a look. Please take a look.
Take a look with your secret ingredient. Was today the 4th of July? If not, the hell is this? Back or what? Looks like things are gonna get weird today. Do not dress like that.
Henshin.
Iron Man. Personal mecha suit. Chest missiles.
You know what? This looks pretty good.
Is this one of what's his name?
Travis?
No. Is it? The guy who does these weird games. Trying to remember his name.
Yoko Taro?
No.
Okay.
I can't think of his name. Yeah, No More Heroes guy.
Well, that's Travis. It's the name of the hero from No More Heroes.
Oh, I didn't know. I never played that.
No More Heroes 3. Travis strikes another time once more.
Oh, don't do that. What are you doing with those? Those were like testicles. They're not fooling me. Come on, Nintendo. Just kidding. I don't care.
This is Kaiser.
What?
I
love him so
much. I don't know what to make of this. It looks like a mobile
game. It looks really bad. Yeah. It looks terrible. I don't know what it is, but it's super ugly.
Yeah.
I wonder how Nintendo is letting this. Unless it's the point. I don't know. It looks.
Maybe it could be really fun.
Maybe it's super fun, I guess, but it looks so bad.
It looks pretty bad.
It looks like a 3DS game. Maybe it's a 3DS game. I would not be surprised.
Like a crappy Android game from like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Contra, it's because it's Contra.
Contra game, really?
Yeah.
Contra. Okay. Enjoy local wireless co-op and online multiplayer. Well, now you're getting all the Contras. Ooh, today.
By the way, a couple of days ago, I watched the Super Mario Maker 2 Invitational.
Yeah.
It was incredibly entertaining. Watching people, it was essentially one stage, and it was the finals, and both speedrunners had to get to the end the fastest. It wasn't too long, it was maybe 10 minutes, or 15, yeah, about 10 minutes. But watching them race against one another and discover the mechanics of the stage, and after they figured out what they should be doing, managing the execution, it was really fun. I was surprised.
Who created the level?
Oh, it was a Nintendo-created stage, I'm guessing, because the game isn't out. Okay. No, it was a reasonable thing. It wasn't these dumb, impossible-to-finish stages.
Yeah.
It was punishing, more punishing than most things in the actual games, but it was still... it was quirky, but it was doable.
That sounds like fun. I would watch that.
Yeah. And the fun, I mean, if it had been just one person... It would not have been very interesting, but the fact that it was a race made it more interesting.
Yeah. I'm interested in that.
So many games.
Yeah. Oh, hey. That's Panzer Dragoon.
Is it?
That music, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't know they were doing that for this.
Is it a remake or a third one?
I mean, I hope it's somewhat remastered. This thing should be able to beat Saturn graphics. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't have a lot of nostalgia for Panzer Dragoon, except I enjoyed it when I played it. But I also know it's an on-rail shooter that's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns that now? Sega's name's not even on that. Must have sold that.
Konnichiwa. Hello, I'm Shinya Takahashi from Nintendo. Earlier this month, we held a Pokemon Direct for the latest games in the series, Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield. The developers from Game Freak showcased the new Galar region, the location of your new adventure, and some new Pokemon you'll encounter there. It will be a while until these games launch, so please stay tuned. By the way, in these
games, weird thing to say,
you can use certain functions of the Pokeball Plus accessory, allowing you to take a Pokemon from one of these games out for a stroll through the real world with you.
I have one of those.
Able to use the device Rainy. As a game controller,
yeah.
But if you spend some quality time with a favorite Pokemon of yours, then something good might happen. In the Nintendo booth at this year's E3, fans can play Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield for the first time anywhere in the world.
In this gameplay demo, you can challenge one of the gyms in the Galar. I've never been a Pokemon guy, and
the water type gym leader I always wanted to be there. The problem is,
yeah, me too.
I don't like the mechanics of, like, they wear out, you need to bring another one in. There's something about it. I like the RPG.
Ness.
I like an RPG like this. It's just a turn-based RPG, but I don't know. There's something about the way they handle health and buffs and stuff I don't like.
Stay tuned for live gameplay of Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield on Nintendo Treehouse Live.
And now I'd like, and there's this system with the giant Dynamax monsters, which could be bring some interesting aspects to the combat, I guess. But
chat asks if I like the what they do in WoW with pet battles, and I don't, because it's the same exact thing. They duplicated it. It's the same thing.
Same. I've played it a little bit, but I think it would be. It's the kind of thing that if it was, oh, that's the From Software game.
They're making a From's making a Switch game?
Oh yeah. Wait, no. What am I saying? It's not From. It's the other prolific Japanese developer. Damn it. Oh. Oh my god, another brain fart.
The people who do
Bayonetta and Nier and
Oh right. I can't remember them. Platinum?
Yes, thank you.
Platinum.
That's a dual spirit, twin, laser, chain, astral chain. There you go, astral chain.
Astral chain.
And the big question is it co-op? Because there's two characters.
Well, it's on her chain, though, right? She's just controlling it?
No, actually, you have two characters that both have the chain mech at some point during the video. So...
That's impossible.
But yeah, I think, you know, a game like Pokemon or the pet battles in WoW and stuff like that, it's deep enough and interesting enough that I could get into it if there wasn't, that's the eternal issue, a million other games to play. So I don't know. I always really want to get into a Pokemon, one at least.
Yeah.
But I never managed. Like, I bought two, I think, and every time I played for a couple of hours, and it was a bit...
just doesn't work for you.
No. Yeah. And I guess, you know, the very beginning is very simple, of course, but... Anyway, Astral Chain is August 30.
Yep.
And they didn't say anything about playing co-op or anything like that, so I guess it's not the case.
Romero Games? And Paradox, what are we doing here? What is John Romero working on?
Except old Doom levels.
Right, that big Doom wad. I wanted to try that.
This looks like a tactics game.
Like a top-down mob GTA style or something? I'd play that. I'm into that in theory. That's fun. I love the setting, so I'd be into that.
Ooh, that's the Black Order.
Yep.
That's more Marvel.
Oh, this is Avengers Ultimate Alliance sequel thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. This is the Marvel. This is actually the Avengers game I think I care about. Or the Marvel game.
The fact that it's Switch only is kind of a concern, because I don't know how much, you know, if it's a game that you're going to be able to monetize on many platforms, you might get more production value. And I don't know if that's going to be
possibly
the case for a Switch only game, but
I mean, it was always kind of a Diablo game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like it's got a ton of characters, decent amount of enemies and environments. It looks okay, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell.
It all hedges on the gameplay, though, right? That's what especially these games are always concerned about. Oh, that's July 19. I forgot.
That's sooner than I thought.
Yeah. Expansion pass.
Oh, I also am interested in this Zelda thing.
Everyone is. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I played this game to death.
The Cadence of Hyrule?
Yeah. I mean, not this game, but the one that...
Right, of course, yeah.
What's it called?
Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Yeah, Necrodancer. I played the shit out of it. So this is a no-brainer for me to probably get.
Yeah.
I kind of love that Nintendo did this, that they allowed it.
It has to be because somehow someone really... Oh, June 13?
What?
I didn't realize.
Shut up.
It's
That's
in 2 days.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
2 days.
All right. Did
I'm
we have a date? I'm
that.
Sure we had a date. I'm sure we already had a date, but...
What is this?
Oh, it's Mario and Sonic Olympic Games? Friends?
Some kind of sportsy game. Knuckles.
It's the...
Yeah, it's some kind of... These games are always so weird. Waluigi confirmed. Yeah, this is the Olympic Games. So they're doing just a version for the Tokyo Games.
Now for some follow-up information on a game that fans have been waiting for. Please take a look.
Please take a look.
They love their snapping thing.
Your attention, please. You know, Nintendo is proof that... However dumb the thing you're doing is, if you do it with enough love and enough talent, eventually people will enjoy it.
Ah! Patrick!
Yes. So we were talking about wholesomeness earlier.
I love Animal Crossing. You don't even know.
I do know.
Oh... Tom Nook, look at that bastard. He's about to take all your money. Don't trust him. Holy shit, bricks. When's this out?
I don't get those games.
I love them. I adore them. I will always love them. Look at the water. Ugh.
It's a Switch-looking water. I feel like this game is like meditation, kind of.
It is. It's a very relaxing thing for me. I escape into it. I always have. I played the
New game Horizons.
March 20th, 2020. Okay, fine, though. I have a goal in mind.
It's...
He's such a shit.
Honestly, I can't count the number of games that are coming out between February and April and May 2020.
That's a lot.
To ensure that the game is the best it can be, we must ask you to wait a little longer than we thought.
So it's not coming out at the end of the year like it was planned, but
I do look forward to that. And fine, take your time, make it rad.
Treehouse Live, the game's producer, Mr. Nogami, and the director, Ms. Kyogoku, will come on for a live demonstration of some early moments in the game, so please stick around until it starts. By the way, there are many different types of games coming to Nintendo Switch from Nintendo and our partners. So, we prepared a highlight reel to show you what's in store for 2019 and beyond. Let's have a look.
Okay, third party reel. Sort of. All right, you got your dragon deal. Spyro.
Oh, Silksong. Well, yeah, obviously it's going to come to the Switch, but.
Is Silksong a follow up by the. Hollow Knight?
It's a full sequel.
Minecraft Dungeons. Oh, I want to play that. It's Diablo in Minecraft. I don't even like Minecraft.
Elder Scrolls Blade.
It's still free to play on there?
Yeah.
I wonder. Okay.
And cross save. If you ever want to play on your phone.
Doom Eternal. Boom, boom, boom. Did that say the sinking city or the stinking city?
I like the stinking city better.
Yeah. So
Wolfenstein Youngblood is coming out too.
Alien Isolation. No thanks.
I can't read it.
Dragon Quest Builders 2. We talked about this yesterday. Seems like a good device for that to be on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Stranger Things.
Oh, Catan. I love Catan. Lucky's Hairy Adventure. Super Lucky's Tale. There you go. Dauntless everywhere right now. Pretty excited about Mario Maker 2. What's the date on that? June. Yeah. That's soon. 28th?
Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of bummed by the first one because all the levels were incredibly difficult and, you know, the Mario Maker issue. There's a single person mode though.
Yeah.
Is it Tropical Freeze or?
I don't know, but that gator has nose bubble burger boogers. We got it. Ew, sick! That's freaking gross!
Banjo-Kazooie?
They're gonna cross over. Oh no, it's the bird.
What?
It's Nintendo bird. That guy.
It's the dog from Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
But Banjo and Kazooie are actually coming.
Oh, there they are. Okay. Did you know about this?
No, I don't even know what this is.
That's like Banjo-Kazooie doing something. Looks like a Banjo-Kazooie game.
Oh, it's in Smash Bros?
Oh, no, he's coming to Smash. All right. I thought Microsoft owned that now.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Because they own Rare, and Rare made Banjo-Kazooie.
Sure, but again, I'm sure they do. It's just Nintendo and Microsoft are friends now.
They're best buddies. Wow. I don't think that lizard's going to get up. City and says Microsoft is friends with everyone now. They're kind of a friend slut.
It's not inaccurate.
No. pretty true.
Fall 2019.
That obviously wasn't Duck Hunt silhouette, was it? Please stay tuned for more information about DLC in the future. As for Nintendo Switch, we have more games in development beyond what we've shown you today.
Yeah, no Metroid. Introduce them to you.
Speaking of, before we end this direct, I actually have one more thing to show you.
Gotta be Metroid.
Much for watching.
No, it's not gonna be Metroid.
It has to be. They have to show something. They can't have 3 years of nothing.
Until next time.
Wait, why are they?
They thought it was over.
All right, this is Metroid, dude. I'm telling you.
This is Zelda. This is either a new Zelda or. This is Zelda. Look. And Zelda is walking alongside Link. Is this like a new Zelda? I think it might be a full new Zelda in the Breath of the Wild engine.
Really?
I'm going nuts right now. It's crazy.
I'm getting tingly feelings in my testicles.
Yes, Ganon is undead.
Whoa.
He's being resurrected. Oh my god.
What's this going to be called?
Oh, the castle. Ganon's castle is going in the sky. It's flying.
Death of the Wild. Good one, chat. very exciting. I can't believe they didn't show that Metroid thing. What is wrong?
It was just rebooted this year.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
But why not? Would have been a 10. Wouldn't you...
That's awesome.
No. Okay, let's remove the sound from those people.
Listen, Patrick, they've been working on that Metroid thing for ages. They should have at least said something.
No, but that's the thing. They just rebooted it. They gave it to the original team at... Who was it? Bandai? Can't remember. They gave it to the original team. They rebooted the project like this year. So anyway, it doesn't matter. Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, which I'm going to call, let's say, Zelda Eyes of the Dead.
Death of the Wild. That's easy. Death okay. of the Wild.
Yeah, but it's not, maybe. I don't know. It's too negative. I don't think Nintendo will go...
Probably not.
Although Eye of the Dead is also not super positive, I suppose.
No. I hope it's called The Legend of Zelda, The Weapons Don't Break Anymore.
Or you can keep them longer.
Or, tweak the mechanic, but yes. Make a couple of them last forever.
No, because if that's the case, then you never change from them.
It's my least favorite thing about that game and kept me from
eating. I know, you and many others.
Yeah,
but so this is exciting, and this was a pretty good direct. No huge new thing, except I guess Zelda Breath of the Wild, but it's really not a lot of information. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, very good. It's what I expected, roughly. A couple of surprises were there. I mean, there's some I didn't know about, but don't care about. Like, I don't care about the Olympic Games thing or any of that kind of stuff. But that thing at the end was a surprise. And something else happened earlier that I was like, oh, cool, I'll get that. Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, yeah. That's that.
I don't even know. I am passionate about Animal Crossing, and I shouldn't be. I'm a grown-ass man. I shouldn't be so into it, but.
No, it's fine. You're an idiot. You can do whatever you want.
Right, so good stuff from Nintendo. There's not a lot to say about much, but we'll probably save this for our Buxels wrap up. But
yeah, which we're going to record in just a little bit. Yeah, it's exactly what we expected. It was a nice time. It was a nice way to end the conferences. And there might be some stuff revealed at the Treehouse stream, because they always do some additional things. It's fine. It's nice. And but there wasn't huge news, but
yeah. I am excited about all things Nintendo as usual. And also they have some of the more interesting things coming out before the end of the year than I see elsewhere.
I
want Mario Maker. I want what was it in September? Link to the Link, Waking Link Up, Get Link Out of Bed. What's it called?
Yes, that exactly.
Link's Awakening, that's the one.
I'm curious about the dungeon creator thing.
Yeah, that's a day one buy though, dude.
Of course. Yeah.
Gonna be incredible. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that. But no new hardware announcement. All these rumors that they would use this to say Switch number two.
No. They actively came out and said we are not doing that. So it might come out, you know, in 3 weeks, but they actually said we're not doing it. So
it's the beauty of how they do these. They can do this stuff whenever they wanna.
Yeah. Well, everyone is doing it now. So
yeah. And I think it's, I mean, everybody was so shocked by it at the time and it meant doom and gloom for Nintendo. I think it was, it may be looked back on as one of the smartest things anyone did at E3.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Cause it's, I mean, it was also written on the wall. Like we were all heading toward this anyway, but I think Nintendo jumping out as a major force made it okay for others like Sony to skip a year of E3, which sounds crazy. The lead console provider skipping a year of E3. Imagine that. That's insane.
Well, but you don't have to imagine it. You're witnessing it right now.
We're living it. Yep, we're living it.
All right.
Boy, they didn't even have the 3DS. You're right. That's an interesting point. The Nintendo conference had zero 3DS.
Yeah, that's not very surprising. They talk about 3DS games sometimes in their directs. I think the 3DS has been done for a little while now. It's kind of on life support. And there are still a ton of... Yeah, of course. It's still
a popular device. And they've come out and said, hey, we want to keep supporting this as a system. You know,
and they have. You know, the Switch came out, 2 years ago? They have supported it. But they're not going to be supporting it for 15 years, right? So the Switch is over 2 years old now. I think the 3DS is on its way out. I mean, it's still there, but it's not their main focus anymore. So,
yeah, it's not the heyday, that's for sure. But yeah, good conference overall. I think I think that rounds up Nintendo. Now, here's the fun bit. You can all, wherever you're hearing this, whatever feed you're getting this on, even if you're getting it live, you're going to be able to hear our recap of all of this coming up for the Booxels. Is that what we're calling it? Boopskulls? What do we call it?
Yeah, Booxels, I think.
Okay, Booxels. That's basically just us coming together like Voltron and doing a wrap-up of the entirety of E3, our impressions, the games that made a big deal out of it. Patrick's taken meticulous notes. So I don't know about you, but I look forward to responding to your meticulous notes in really stupid ways. So that's going to be awesome. So stick around for that. I don't know if we'll do that live. Do you want to do that live or no?
It's your call. We don't have to.
I mean, you know what? We're throwing love at the audio listeners. We're going to do it off air and y'all are going to have to come listen to it on the podcast. How about that?
Yeah, it's a little bit less stressful if there's no live stream. So, and yes, we're going to take a little break as well. We're going to take like 10 minutes before we record. So,
i.e. Patrick needs to poo. All right, so we're going to go do that.
Have a
fantastic day. Thank you for watching our Nintendo coverage and all of this coverage. If you're looking for all of the archives, you can find it on Pixels over at frenchspin.com. You can find it on my shows, either Boop or Core. They're both there. And you can find it on the YouTube channel as well. All of that linked at frogpants.com. Patrick, thank you for a wonderful time in Nintendo Land today.
I love you too. Talk to you in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.